Monday has been a good day for the joke, Fat, so let's see how we start the week.
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
I made a mistake over the weekend, Jim.
Yep.
Having a dog named Shark at the beach was a mistake. All I was doing was going, Shark, Shark, Shark. No, you should have seen the people run, Jim.
Oh, no.
They were running everywhere.
That's just like a story.
No, and a not funny one.
All right, then. Here's one for you.
Righto.
Two. You know what they say about jokes with the wrong punchline, Jim?
What?
To get to the other side.
Oh, that's even worse.
Listen to him.
So you can't get any worse than the first one.
Did.
And then you just did. That's so let's actually, go for a third one.
That's a clever one. Do you know, a few years ago, my friends and I started a band called 999 Megabytes. Must be any good, because we still haven't got a gig.
Oh,
where are you getting this trash from?
I'm going to force you to tell the Thailand joke just to save the segment.
Okay, Jimmy boy, one for you. A woman was playing golf and hit a man very close to her. He put his hands together between his legs, fell to the ground and rolled around in pain, Jim.
Yes.
She rushed to him and offered to relieve his pain as she was a doctor, luckily enough, Jim. Reluctantly, he agreed, Jim. She gently took his hands away, unzipped his pants and put her hands inside. She just massaged around there just to make sure everything was okay for a few minutes and asked, "How does it feel?" He replied, "Yeah, feels great. Feels great. But I think my thumb is broken."
Oh, no.
Oh, Jim, he just let her do it. Come on, golfer. You can't do that, mate. Just say to her, it's me thumb, not me.
It's not appropriate.
Just when, like last week, you allow yourself stupidly to think he may have turned the joke corner. Like he just, they weren't bad. So you sort of go, he may have got the hang of. Now these ones this week have just been disgracefully bad.
That's not bad.
No, it is. It's real bad.
I think
it's not
you'll
appropriate.
Find it up. What?
I don't think it's appropriate.
Don't you carry on like a 5-year-old when Haystack said something funny and you carried on like a pork chop. Anyway, a bit of sound plum boomba. just something else, Jim. Do you know it's 115 days until Christmas Day? Right.
No.
Well, you do now. There's another thing I've told you. Now, Jim, why do golf announcers whisper?
Why?
Because they don't want to wake up the people watching.
Oh, no.
That's your game, Jim. Boring as batshit.
Just an ordinary one. Just to keep an ordinary week of jokes going.
That's a good one, Bill.
No, it isn't.
It's been a good show.
No, it has been a great show, but your jokes have been poor. So what do you got?
He's a good man, Tom.
Very good man.
I went to see my dentist the other day, Jim.
Yep.
He had a look in my mouth and he said, "There's something wrong with your taste buds." I said, "What is it?" He said, "Well, those shoes are shit and that shirt is terrible."
What?
Oh, no.
Something wrong with your taste buds.
Bill.
That's just, what is that?
That's like some of them are stories without a punchline. That's not even a story. That's just completely wrong.
A punchline.
Yeah.
And what about the other day my girlfriend come home, Jim? She was covered in honey and stings. I knew she was a keeper.
I'm just going to hit
him. No. This is where he's
keeper,
at.
Jim.
This is where he's going.
Oh.
The wrong way. Wrong way, Brownless.
Jimmy boy, and a little bit risque. We like these ones. Jim, we were so poor when I was growing up that if I didn't get a Woody on Christmas morning, I would have had nothing to play with.
Oh, no.
What the hell?
That's how
poor your jokes have been for the whole week. That's actually a good way to finish. It would have been stupid to end with a good one.
Yeah.
After I think this week's been the worst ever.
That's how poor we were.
Oh, yeah.
Have a great weekend, everyone. And we get our big announcement Sunday, Jim. Look out.
Must get better jokes.
Good jokes.